Buttons, it's your girl Harley Quinn, aka Dr. Harleen Quinzel, here to tell y'all about It's Like a Podcast or whatever. We talk about nerd stuff and life stuff, and if you want to know what we're about, check out the Powie Awards, our 100th episode Q and Slay, or Theater from Our Butts. Have a good day, Puddins, and love, trust, and belief.
Up, lows, lets, and lovers of all things dope. Welcome to the Underground Monster, a show covering the underground independent hip-hop scene, horrorcore, and the juggalo culture. I'm your host, Enigma, and this is episode 18 of said show. Of the Underground Monster, as I said, why do I call it that? Because I am the monster, always looking for something dope to listen to in the underground. And, I've been doing this for 18 episodes now, man. We are close to episode 20. 20, hit that 20 mark. How are y'all doing? I hope, I genuinely mean that more than I have ever before. Not that I didn't mean it at all previous times, but, you know, got this Coors Light virus going on out here. You know, this virus out here is shutting shit down. For real, it is shutting shit down. So hopefully a lot of y'all are inside, staying safe, you know, none of you are getting, I don't know if infected is the right word, but none of you are catching it, Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, it's not going to spend too much time on it. I mean, it made its way into a little bit of our news. But, don't worry, we will prevail. I'm not going to waste too much time. We have quite a bit to actually talk about. But, I'm not going to spend too much time. Topics here, because like I said, there is a good number of things to touch on, but I will just say, of course, the social media game is Twitter and Instagram at Catcher of Shows. That's where you can keep up with me and all my shenanigans related to this show and my other show, Catch the Show, which if you're not subscribed, fix that now. As you're listening, please do. Also do the same for the Hyphen Podcast Group, the collective of great podcasters that I am a part of, which you can find on social media as well, on Twitter and Instagram at Hyphen Podcast Group, or on the website www.hyphenpodcastgroup.com, which has all of our shows and their respective episodes, all their respective episodes up there for you to listen to. So yeah. Now, pardon me, it's a little hot here. So I'm gonna turn this fan on, and I apologize if it becomes a little annoying for you listeners. But it's like, what is it right now? I'm pretty sure it's in the 60s. I can't tell right now, but so hold on, give me 1 second, cool myself down. Oh, that feels so much better. Okay. So let's get to the first topic at hand. The first topic at hand is really, it's kind of old news now, but it wasn't when I took note of this clearly, but Twisted released a new song. Twisted released a new song, a new single called Never Change. Now, if you want to tell us, just talk about my opinion of the song itself, it's a dope track. You know, Twisted just, you know, nice beat. Twisted just spitting, flowing over it. You know, doing what we've known them to do. It's not Generation Nightmare, rock hybrid, you know, stuff that kind of had people in a tizzy or whatever, a kerfluffle. But the track still kind of did that though for quite a few people. Even with Twisted just doing their regular, you know, just rapping as they normally do. But the reason being for that, of course, is the content of said song. The content of said song, what is the song about, what are they saying on it, that is the reason for some people feeling, I guess the best word would say, a little annoyed with what's being said on this track. I mean, straight up, the track is Twisted kind of really just, again, giving their side amongst regarding to I guess you could, yeah, the divide. I'm not calling it no fucking beef. The divide and just shit. Now, I guess I'll kind of break down some of the lyrics here that are said. I'm not going to go through the whole song, but, you know, the hook is, they want us to walk away and be forgotten. No more talk today, total silence. Careful, because their route you take could lead to violence. I don't think we live the same, just being honest. And I take that hook as, I take that as a, basically them just saying, you know, I think they're pertaining to sort the Juggalos, who are very loyal to ICP, in saying that, you know, you guys just want to kind of walk away and not really be remembered, or that's kind of a straightforward term, but he kind of just wants to walk away and not expect us to work our hardest to stay relevant, maybe. I mean, look at what we were talking about with Light not too long ago, and I've seen several videos on Carnival Spirits of people talking about Light and you know, what's going on with him, and why isn't he taking the opportunity, you know, of his situation, which is basically him kind of being solo dolo independent, and, you know, but with some, you know, with a little clout from having been signed to Psychopathic, and just sort of trying to shape that into, hey, you know, I got people's attention, let me put out some shit, you know. And, you know, the hook to this song kind of tells me that, to me, I interpret it as Twisted saying, like, hey, what do you guys expect? Like, you expected us to just sort of leave and fade away? No, we're working our asses off to be the best, be the top, be the top of the game, possibly. You know, we're not going to walk away and be forgotten, basically. You know, no more talk today, total silence, basically. So, yeah, going through verses, I don't think I really need to go through Monoxide's verse. Because I feel like that's a, like, I don't know. I don't think he's throwing too many lines in his verse where it's just like, oh, hold up, wait, what did he say? Whereas with Jamie's verse, it's kind of different. Jamie starts off saying, knowing I normally swing for the fence, then why would I backpedal to go against things that I said that I meant? I question my dedication on some level for shallow participation of events. From underground, way beneath to the cement, I know who I am. I don't need to pretend. That's why me and Paul ain't in no hurry to make amends. Now, straight up, I mean, that's right there just saying, like, they're not sorry for anything that somebody might feel some way about what they've done. You know, they're not sorry about whether you think it's Juggalo March, what they did regarding the Juggalo March, which, let me just get this out the way. Let me just make this clear what my stand on the Juggalo March is. I think the Juggalo March was good in some ways of bringing attention to an issue that needs to be investigated. You know, are Juggalos being harassed because of some sort of gang affiliation, knowledge, or whatever you want it may be, because of things to the FBI list? What is the issue with that? What's going on with that? It needs to be addressed and investigated more, because it gets blurry past that point when it's like, okay, there's no gang list. We were apparently on a gang list. There isn't one, but then when you really look into it, we were on some gang list in certain states, on not in the entire country. But that doesn't happen. That's not existing anymore. So it's like there's a lot of shit regarding that whole thing that the march was about that isn't clear and kind of doesn't make sense when you really look into it. And part of it, it's like, I kind of see why Twisted wasn't really fully supportive of it, wasn't fully in with it. But ultimately, the main reason why I'm just like, of course, why I'm like, yeah, of course they're not, they weren't going to show up to the march. They don't fuck with ICP. It's not about the Juggalos. It's about psychopathic. It's about the people over there, whether it's Violent J or Billy Bill or whoever else might be over there that those dudes aren't cool with. They don't want to have anything to do with them. And a lot of Juggalos take it personal. Understandably so, because, you know, yeah, we fucking support you guys on that label. We made you who you are. But I don't, you know, that's just one case where it's like, it's not really about Juggalos, which is why I get annoyed when it comes to this whole divide thing and Juggalos try to make it seem like it's between them and Twisted or them and ICP, when it's not. It's between the artists. This is the same shit that got a lot of people hurt in the West Coast, East Coast, West Coast battles. You know, not that that's going to happen. Not that it's going to get to that, you know, get to that level of seriousness and dangerous. But that same ignorance of feeling connected or personally involved in something you really don't have anything to deal with, you know, taking personal offense to it, it's just dumb. It's just dumb, you know. And not being able to, a lot of people not being able to step away from the situation, look at both sides from a personal stance, given the information we've gotten, whether it's been from Monoxide's live streams or, you know, the you know, ICP's Fagel Lovers interview. Taking all the little information details from that and not being able to put it in under a microscope and be like, you know what, if I was them or if I was that person, I guess I could see why this or that wouldn't happen. But you know, a lot of people aren't doing that. A lot of people are taking it personally and being like, oh, so y'all don't fuck with us or whatever, you know, or you know, what's up with that, you know? It's like, come on, y'all. Put your fucking adult thinking caps on and look at it from a realistic point of view, you know? Jamie goes on even more to say, getting half of half and paying everybody back, triple time, up on the back, and Sora kind of want to make me laugh. Never have matter of fact want to thank them for all the shit that they showed me and the shit that they told me. I remember they had and they hold me and the day that they bought and they sold me. Reality renditions of vicious cycles, never thought it would come true, detrimental to our survival, that we separate from the one who run his mouth like a tennis shoe when a question our gratitude with an attitude like we winning the Family Feud. Motherfucker, I'm mad at you for these open wounds. And if you couldn't get any more straightforward than that, I mean, it's either Joe Bruce, or it's either, I don't know Billy Bill's real name. I know I can look it up right here, but I have the behind the paint right next to me. I don't feel like flipping through the pages. It's one of those two. It's one of those two people, if not both. Or maybe it's somebody else that we have no knowledge of. I mean, again, we are not personally involved with this. We just feel that way because we've invested so much into these artists. And we like drama, to be honest. But we are not, like, we don't know who. There could be a motherfucker in this whole divide, in this whole situation between both sides, that if Paul or Jamie or JoJo or whoever was to just be like, I'm gonna give y'all the full 110% detail, spill every drop of the tea to y'all, they could be like, the reason we don't fuck with so and so is because of Mike Hampdelson. We could all be like, who? And they could be like, Mike is responsible for this, that, the third, things you guys have never, you know, things you guys don't even know, and he did this, and ever since then, we don't fuck with them, we don't fuck with this person, we could all be like, oh, shit, oh, okay, wow, that changes everything. That's the perspective I have on it. We feel like we get 70% of the story. We gotta take it as maybe 7% sometimes. You know, it's not the full thing. We weren't there. We weren't, you know, I'm not gonna repeat myself over and over again and try to explain something that any adult with common sense should have. But, I mean, clearly Twisted feels betrayed from some point of their situation relationship with overt psychopath. Dave Fox Eyes even gone at times on one of his streams and kind of either given some backstory to it or kind of hinting at you know, that kind of disgruntlement. So that's where I'm kind of like, okay, I get why y'all may feel that. Alright. On top of, oh God, come on, don't lose the thought I had right there. I'm losing the thought. That was what I was going to say. But on top of basically just you know, both sides feel betrayed by the other. but both sides did something to cause it. That's what all the stories I've heard, following the narratives, both sides, both narratives and everything. It's just how it goes. And the main thing with this track that I've been saying, with a lot of people feeling some type of way about Twisted and coming out with another track like this, where, you know, just like, why are they still talking about it? Why are they keeping this going? Why are they keeping this going? Because some of y'all are keeping it going. You gotta think, when it comes to Juggalos, if Twisted says something about that ICP did wrong, and ICP says something that Twisted did wrong, who out of both do you think, who out of the two do you think is getting the most heat from Juggalos? 9 times out of 10, it's going to be whoever is not the Wicked Clowns that coined the term Juggalo, that started the fan base. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be the other guys. And even when some of us have moved on and we're just like Astronomicon or New Twisted track, I want to hear that, or what, Ally Zulu, whatever, it still always sometimes comes, you know, it's there's still motherfuckers who still come back, you know, who are still on that fuck them shit. I said it on Twitter to somebody, to going back and forth with some people who didn't get it, you know, who were felt that way. Like, look, for us, for some of us, we're just like, hey, you know, whatever, I'm over it, I don't have time to invest, be bothered by this shit, I'm cool, moving on. But it don't stop for Twisted. Go watch their live stream, one of Monoxide's live streams, while it's going on, and look at the comments. I turn the comments off because there's always a few people who take the time, for whatever dumb reason, to go onto his Facebook or his Instagram live streams and comment shit like, you wouldn't be anything without ICP, you know? You aren't shit without ICP. Hell, you'll even get people who say fuck ICP in there. And even he'll be like, ah, we're not doing that, you know, trying to stop that shit. There's some people who either want it to keep going, or just feel too personally invested in it to let it go. To the point where it's just like, yeah, it's not surprising that we get another one of these tracks. I wouldn't be surprised if we get another one, if we get a whole project full of it. I wouldn't be surprised if, here's me trying to segue into some news. Let's see if we can do it. If this Record Store Day 10-inch exclusive vinyl by Twisted called All These Problems is nothing but that shit. I mean, the cover of it is pretty similar to the Never Changes single cover, so I mean, it's could be, you know, but I mean, it's always that, you know, I mean, that's kind of Twisted's thing, is that split face. So yeah, which, by the way, Record Store Day has been moved to June because of the coronavirus stuff. So, you know, the vinyl was supposed to be available April 18th, but Record Store Day has moved to June because of the coronavirus, COVID-19 issue going on in the country. So, well, around the world. So yeah, but Twisted, whenever Record Store Day is this year, Twisted's releasing a new vinyl. It's a 10-inch vinyl, All These Problems. It's going to feature a single, I believe, also titled All These Problems. I think it's supposed to feature some other singles. It's not exactly clear if they're going to be like the ones that they've been releasing over the past few months, including Never Change, or if it'll be some new songs that have never been seen before. But it's a new vinyl. I'm gonna try to cop it. Cause I like 10 inches. I don't like the 7 inches and shit that they've done before. Give me a 10 inch and give me more than a couple songs or a song or two on it. I don't like singles like that. But yeah, I'm gonna try to cop that. But yeah, that this vinyl could, for you know, with that name, all these problems could be simply them venting the fuck out. Because it don't stop for them. It don't stop. So, you know, we could all be like, why are they still talking about this shit? Well, because people still talking about that shit to them. You gotta think, there's some dumb motherfuckers out there who don't know when to stop. But yeah, I'm gonna come back to this because this is gonna be our question of the week. I'm gonna come back to this at the end of the episode. Let's keep it moving. Let's get out of the Juggalo shit for a little bit, all right? Let's get out of the Juggalo shit for a little bit. Now, a lot of us underground, near the wells, underground people, hip hop heads, you know, who fuck with the Juggalo shit, but really, really are true about fucking with underground hip-hop, you know, or just that real hip-hop that just, you know, whatever. One word, Griselda. Griselda Records, they've been killing it. Whether it's, you know, West Side Gun, Conway the Machine, Benny the Butcher. The Butcher's coming. They've been killing it. They've been killing it nonstop. They got, you know, they put out a plethora of projects. They're just so fucking dope, you know. And then last year they put out one of the projects that was very long awaited. What Would Sheen Gunn Do? One of my favorite projects of 2019. And they got more coming this year, man. And damn near like every rap project now that comes out, these guys are featured on it to some degree. It's awesome. You know, they are one of the hottest acts in hip hop, and they are authentic, full of bars, crisp. Like, man, if y'all don't know about Griselda, y'all need to change your tune for real. But yeah, man, like, even so far in this year, you know, I've listened to a new album. Like, shout out to CJ Fly of Pro Era, the crew that, you know, has given us Joey Badass and Kirk Knight and Nick Caution, many others. CJ Fly put out his new album, Rude Boy. Conway the Machine's on that. Royce the 5'9", the Allegory album. All of Griselda is on that record. Came out this year. And then a shout out to, let me find it. Bodie James, his new album, The Price of Tea in China. It's got Benny the Butcher on it, man. I mean, like, these dudes are on almost every big rap record that drops. And the reason I mention this, because speaking of Bodie James, Griselda is no longer just the three homies, the three fam, you know, that made the name. But now Bodie James is apparently part of the Griselda family, which is really dope. Because if you have not heard The Price of Tea in China, that shit it's got the same vibe that Griselda has been known for. Has really made their name off of. And, you know, hold on, I'm trying to find the mic. Yeah, Bully James, he's a Detroit MC, which is another thing. I love my Detroit MCs. But, yeah, man, he's inked a deal with Griselda Records. West Side Gunn made the statement, made the announcement at a show in Detroit, of course, that Boldy, I think, was performing it as well. He was performing it. And, yeah, man, that is a dope-ass look. So, I guess you could say that Bully James is the first non-family member outside of the Buffalo rap. I mean, just, you know, just the first new member of Griselda fam, and that's really fucking dope. I can't wait to see the work they do with him. I mean, Boldy James has Alchemist, the Alchemist, one of the best producers in the game, in his corner. And of course the Alchemist fucks with Griselda as well. So yeah, man, it's really dope. Good look for Boldy James, especially on the heels of probably one of the best rap albums this year. So yeah, shout out to him. And keeping up with the non-Juggalo shit, gonna talk about R.A. the Rugged Man real quick. R.A. the Rugged Man has now finally dropped the title of his upcoming album and the release date, called All My Heroes Are Dead. It is dropping April 17th. R.A. the Rugged Man, All My Heroes Are Dead, dropping April 17th. And if you look at the cover, he's got Afro, All Flows, Reach Out, Afro, his boy, on the cover. Sean Price is even on the cover. And shout out to Reverie, she's also on the cover. Reverie's one of my new favorite ladies in the hip hop game that can spit their ass off. And you go to RATheRuggedMan.net to get pre-orders of the album. There's actually a lot of dope pre-orders, man. Some are already sold out. But yeah, man, this is All My Heroes Are Dead, R.A. the Rugged Man. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that shit. That might be one of my most anticipated records this year. So yeah. Let's see what else there is to touch on. Yeah, new G-Mo Ski video, smash. It's a new single and a new video in anticipation of G-Mo's upcoming album, which I'm sure, I'm as far as I know, it's still supposed to be called the fifth element, unless he changes the title, who knows. But yeah, it's new G-Mo Ski vid. Very simple. It's just him rapping the song, walking through a neighborhood with a goat. Go check it out on YouTube. Smash. I think it's actually better than the Return of the Filth track they first dropped. I think the video to that is better than this video, because this new video is just him walking with a goat. But the track, though, to this new video, the track itself, Smash, I think is way better. That track is firing me. I really fuck with that. I'm really looking forward to a new G-Mo album now, man. He's still in his filth shit. He's still talking shit, you know, crossing the line, not giving a good flying fuck. And yeah, man, I'm looking forward to hearing that record. And what else is there to really talk about? I guess we can talk about the new releases that came out recent, not too long ago. I guess we're gonna touch on that. Let's see. Sevademic, yeah. Let's talk about that really quick. Sevademic, last year, on top of being announced for the Generation Nightmare tour, the first leg, I guess, last year. He was also announced as a new signee to LSP, Lyrical Snuff Productions. And he released a couple EPs. He released Xeno God and then Bending Teeth. And now he has a new album, Severance, that's dropped. And from what I've seen in the interview, he said that basically that the album that he'll put out physicals. He's gonna drop hard copies of he's gonna drop hard copies like this. This album is 7 tracks. He's dropping another album in a few months with another 7 tracks. And he's gonna drop a third project later in the year that's another 7 tracks. And the hard copy will be all 3 projects, 21 tracks. So, okay, cool. That's dope. So that's how he's gonna do that. That actually might be the question of the week. I was actually gonna make the question of the week regard to the Twisted Never Change single, but I think that's probably better, the hard copy thing. Cause I kind of got into it with a few artists. It's like, no, not into it, but I kind of went a little back and forth with, not artists, but a few people on Twitter about the hard copies thing, because I just kept seeing people ask him for hard copies as soon as this project dropped. And it's like, do you not understand we are in the digital age? We're in the streaming era. I get a lot of us are CD collectors and shit, but pressing CDs nowadays, you're not getting your full return back as the artist, because not everyone is buying CDs, and you're very limited to play CDs. I mean, I remember the laptop I have right now, I bought it simply because it was one of the few laptops I found at a Best Buy with a CD. I don't know what you call it. Drawing a blank right now, but where I could put CDs in and import them. You know, a lot of laptops nowadays don't have that anymore. That's just what it is. So it's like, why would I buy a CD if I can't even play the fucking thing on something? You know, so a lot of people are not even pressing. A lot of people are not even worried about getting hard copies, unless it's maybe vinyl, you know, because there is money in vinyl. People buy vinyl, like I do. I collect a lot of vinyl. You know, records, there's something about it, the sound quality and whatnot, and, you know, being able to have that nice big old 12-inch record in the palm of your hand with the album cover and shit, and something about that. But, yeah, Sevendemic dropped a new album, though, Severance. It's pretty good. It's on brand what you've heard from. If you liked what he did on his previous EPs they dropped last year, then you'll like this record. It's about the same thing. It's very on brand with his, you know, weird alternative experimental kind of rap style. The little techno influences in here. That it's a good project. What's interesting is the reason it's called Severance is because he's no longer on LSP. He's not with them anymore. He's not part of the label. Why really isn't clear. He did an interview with Carnival Spirits for the release of the album, which go onto their YouTube channel to check that out. And yeah, he was just basically like, he got out of his contract after the two EPs, and just wanted, it made it sound like basically there was a reason, but he didn't really delve too much into it. I don't think doesn't sound really beef related or anything, but he's no longer on the record, and some of it has to do with, some of it is related to what this new record is about. But, and honestly, personally, I don't think he really fit on LSP. He was very different from what LSP is known for. Very different. Dope, nonetheless. But, He's very much his own. He's a very unique artist. LSP was a bit of a surprising label for him to be part. I didn't even see like any like Scum or like Smalls One or, you know, A1. I couldn't really see anyone from that label jumping on any of his tracks. Maybe him on one of theirs, I don't know, but he's very different, and that's what I like about him. So yeah. But that's the case. Go check out that Severance by Sevademic. It's good. It's good. I like it. What else do we have here to talk about? Let's talk about strange music for real, y'all. So the same time last week as Sevademic dropping his project, Godemus of Sescrew dropped what will probably be the last installment EP leading up toward his solo album, which I believe will be called Destro, because this EP is called Destro Mag 3. And this EP was fire, man. This EP was fire. Yeah, man, definitely has me pumped to hear what the full record, the full Destro record sounds like. Again, I can't sing enough how dope those Sescrew dudes are individually and together. So fuck yeah, can't wait to hear that. But staying on topic with the strange, King Iso this weekend, King Iso just dropped World War Me. I heard it this morning. All last year, we were leading up to it with, you know, the history EPs leading up to each one, and man, yo, this might not only be one of King Iso's, may not only be King Iso's best album, but this might be one of the best albums that's just come from strange music. Like, the hype has been real. I knew he would kill it, but just this album, just top to bottom, is nothing but fire. It's nothing but heat. Like, even if you've heard each entry, each little EP that was, you know, leading up to this project, in the grand scheme of the album, it sounds awesome. This is a great album, man. This is a really great fucking album. And yeah, man, if you have not heard it yet, fuck everything else. Go listen to World War Me by King Iso. It's already top of my albums this year. Like, off the first listen. I wasn't even 10 tracks yet, and I was just like, yeah, this is going to be one of my favorites. This is going to be one of my favorites of the year. Because I haven't even gotten to the songs that I liked yet. The songs that I really loved off the EPs yet. I'm already loving this fucking album. So, bam. Yeah. King Iso, World War Me. If I give it a score, I would be like 9 out of 10. It's just long. That's the only reason it's not a 10. But other than that, damn near every track is the shit. And, Jelly Roll, not strange music, you know, just affiliated through the It Goes Up Entertainment. I'm not going to act like he's a strange music artist now, but I, you know, just so I don't forget, he also dropped his new record, A Beautiful Disaster. It's what you expect from Jelly Roll. It's really good. It's really good. And it's kept me on par with being a Jelly Roll fan, man. I got into Jelly Roll, Addiction Kills? Yeah, that record. I really like that album. Addiction Kills. And then the two projects he dropped last year, I was really fucking with. And just the more he keeps popping up, man, I'm loving it. I just fuck with Jelly Roll a lot. I did not think I would become a Jelly Roll fan by now, but here I am, and I'm all in on dude. Like, yeah, A Beautiful Disaster is really good. And if you're familiar with Jelly Roll, you would already know that. But the other two strange music releases that dropped alongside with World War Me, and Strange did promote Jelly Roll's Beautiful Disaster, so whatever. But yeah, along with the two, was JL's The Devil Hates Sundays Chapter 2 EP, leading up to, I guess the album's going to be called The Devil Hates Sundays. And it's good. It's not bad at all. It's good. Even though I don't like this one as much as I liked his previous EPs, especially Digital Congo. Digital Congo was my shit. I love Digital Congo. But the last Devil Hates Sunday EP was really good. This one's not bad at all. But I did like the last one better. But either way, I'm still a JL fan. I'm gonna keep telling y'all to wake the fuck up on JL. Dude is one of the best on Strange. Alright, if we're not talking tech, if we're not talking Chris Calico, it's him and King Iso and Seth's Crew. Those are the three right there that I think are some serious problems, like lyrically and flow wise. But definitely JL is one of them dudes. Like, stop it. Like, y'all just stop it for real. No one can convince me as to why you sleep on JL after all this work you've been putting out. But that aside, also Chris Calico released his third EP since re-signing with Strange, and it's fire. It's dope. They've all been consistently really good, each one. Immortal, Forever, and this one is called Eternal. It's got features by Ritz, JL, Jelly Roll, Mercules. It's dope, man. It's really fucking good, man. I can't wait to hear what this album is gonna sound like by Chris. But at the same time, what is the album gonna be called? Because it's not the same. They're not being released the same way as all the other EPs are being done, where it's like the potentially the name of the album title and chapter one or part one or whatever one, you know. So what is it? Because this one's called Eternal. The last one was called Forever. And this one is called Immortal. And if you look at the cover of each one, the first one, Immortal, the covers, the design is a little all over the place. Forever, it's starting to come together more, and you're kind of starting to see the Chris Calico logo with the two K's. And on Eternal, the latest one, it looks like it's finally come almost fully together to show the two K's logo in the form of the spider, two spider K's kind of looking logo. That is Chris's logo on it. So, and on top of that too, the first letter of each record is a different color than the rest of the words. So, you know, the I in Immortal, the F in Forever, the E in Eternal. So I was wondering, like, are those the letters that will spell out the title of the record? IFE, or maybe EFI, what would it be? IFE. IFE. I feel like if I had to take a guess, if he's gonna do another EP, to lead up to the album. Maybe it'll be L for legacy, maybe, or legend, to go along with sort of this, you know, titles that, you know, mean that mean, you know, that kind of have their ageless sounding, you know, immortal, eternal, forever, you know, legacy or legendary, maybe. You know, things that just go on, they're ongoing and ageless, timeless, you know, limitless. And maybe each, you know, the first letters of each title spell out life. Maybe that's the name of Chris's album, Life. Just speculate, you know. Or it could be, you know, R, something with R, and it'd be fire. I don't know. All I know is that these EPs have been really fucking dope. And some other releases that dropped this weekend, hip hop wise, to talk about, man. That new Clear Soul Forces With You, supposed to be their last album, which really fucking sucks. Clear Soul Forces, they've been around for a really long time, for over a decade, I would say, I think. And yeah, I guess they're calling it quits after this record, Forces With You. But Clear Soul Forces, they are really fucking dope. They put out one of the best rap records of last year, with Still. So yeah, I can't wait to check that one out. And last week as well, Xavier Wolf and Bones, they put out Braced. It could have been the weekend before. It could have been a couple weeks ago, but Brace was really good. But Brace was actually alright. I'm not too crazy about Brace. I wasn't too crazy about Brace. But, yeah, man. So that's the releases. Let's talk about, really quick, reaching this hour into the episode. COVID-19, man, coronavirus, it's shutting shit down, unfortunately. Twisted and M&E just released a statement basically saying that the Hynamic Duo tour dates for April 4th through the 17th are going to be postponed because of the coronavirus and everything going on, unfortunately. Some people saw this coming because today, unfortunately, a lot of tours are being postponed and canceled, which really sucks, not just for the fans like us who have bought tickets and whatnot, but just a lot of the, you know, for the artists themselves. This is how they make their money, more than the streaming, man. This is how they really make their money, which is hitting the road and being able to, you know, perform and actually sell merch physically, so... Yeah, man, the date for my show hasn't been affected yet, but, and hopefully it won't be. Hopefully everything by then will be fine and I can go see Twisted on this tour, but, you know, it sucks, you know, and feel sorry for all those who were preparing to go through these first few dates of the tour and they have been affected by it, but, you know, it's not canceled, it's just postponed. So, you know, still get to see them, just different date. Yeah, I'm pretty sure ICP's tour could be next. Who knows? We'll see. It's gonna be a lot of tours. This coronavirus, because there's still a lot of shit that we don't know about with this thing yet, and so some stuff's gonna be affected, but hopefully not too affected. Hopefully not for the long term. You know, hopefully by very soon, sooner than later, you know, things will be okay. People can go back to work. People can go out again. to shows and shit. I know right now I'm basically on paid leave because we're having like a state of emergency in my city. So yeah, it's crazy right now, but you know, just take precautions, be safe, and wash your fucking hands, right? Just wash your hands. And let's talk, last thing we're going to talk about before I throw the question of the week to you is ICP's Ultra Live Monster 5. I am not going to say it as much as they did in their infomercial, but this came out of nowhere, man, really. I almost slept on it if it wasn't for, you know, like Carnival Spirits and Echo Side Fiend, and shout out again to someone who always mentioned Roan Bone of Beneath the Dirt. Just people, them like really mentioned it, and I was just like, wait, what is this? But yeah, so here's the deal. In the next 2 years, 2020 to 2022, ICP is going to do 5 shows. And I guess they're gonna be, you know how they overhype it, like they're gonna be super unique, exclusive, never before seen type of shows. And yeah, they're gonna have very special themes to them, each one different from each other, and those who go will get a commemorative coin. And if you collect all 5 coins from each 5 shows, you will get a special like Juggalo ID that will like get you the hookup for any ICP event from then on, which is super dope. Some people are gonna try. Shout props to you, to any of you who actually attempt to do it, let alone actually achieve that. And I honestly, depending on the situation of these shows, like what it is and where they're gonna be and all that, I might give it a shot. I might try, depending on it. Yeah. But I mean, hell, I can't barely get to the gathering. I'm gonna attempt to go to this Wicked Clowns from Outer Space 2 tour. Have yet to get the ticket yet because we don't know what's going on with the coronavirus thing, the Coors Light virus, what's going on, we don't know yet. But yeah, man, so Ultra Live Monster 5, interesting. What do I think this is, or what I hope it is? I'm hoping this is going to be them doing some bigger shows. Maybe an arena show. Maybe. I mean, people have speculated correctly. I think in thinking that, you know, the shows, this is going to cost, you know, these shows are probably going to cost a little more than the normal ICP tour does. They're going to be a little expensive, possibly. I mean, just thinking about it, having to get those commemorative coins to all those who potentially go. I'd be surprised if they're still, you know, small venue type shows that they're known for. But I mean, the whole thing is these shows are supposed to be nothing like ever before. They're supposed to be super extra special. You know, if we look at like the Carnival Carnage show they did a few years ago, that was supposed to be for that, you know, John Kick Jazz documentary. That, what was those tickets were like, what, $250? Tickets were like $250. And where's the documentary? That's a whole nother thing. But yeah, so the tickets might be a little pricey than normal for ICP standards. But I'm hoping it's an arena show. I'm hoping they're going big. I'm hoping they're like, you know, we can do, I think, I'm hoping they're like, I think we could do 5 really big few thousand, you know, like maybe 10,000 seaters. A few thousand seaters. I think we could do that. You know, just five shows across these next few years. And each show is going to be announced a month after the next. You know, when the date, when, where, and what's the theme, which hopefully there will be a bizarre theme. Because what the fuck? Let's not, come on, ICP, don't act like that record doesn't exist when they're two of possibly your best records of your catalog that aren't Joker's cards. But yeah, this will be very interesting. This will be a very, very interesting event to look forward to for these next 2 years. Events. Yeah, the Ultra Live Monster 5. As in, yeah, saying the thing. But yeah, what do y'all think about that? So, I guess the original question of the week, I kind of hinted at it for with the Twisted, when we were talking about Twisted's Never Change. I originally was going to ask something along the lines of sort of what do you think with do you think Twisted has a right to be upset? What do you think? That's basically what I was going to ask, but then I remembered the whole thing with Sevademic and the hard copies, and it's just kind of like, what's with the, like, hard copies? What is, hard copies, like, when are a lot of jugglers going to realize, like, hard copies are not, like, they're not as crucial or as important as it may be to them, to you. You know, like, even I understand it from a vinyl perspective. Like, I don't look at every artist release and I'm just like, yo, where's the vinyl? When are you going to drop it on vinyl? It's like, I don't look at that because it's not a necessity. It's not like, it's not the only way they can sell records. You know, that's not the must have. That's not the requirement to sell records nowadays. Physicals just aren't. So, you know, with hard copies, just like for a lot of juggalos still asking for hard copies in 2020, it's just kind of like, look, I get you want to collect and shit, and I get you're used to supporting physically, which is awesome because a lot of people aren't used to that, but understand, we are in an age and an era now where regardless of the sound quality of what we're getting digitally compared to physically, CDs aren't really, a lot of people aren't really focused on pressing up CDs in today's day and age, especially newer artists. You know, you're lucky someone like Ouija Mac does, because a lot of artists like Ouija Mac are just like, what the fuck I need to make a CD for? Maybe I'll put it on wax, but a CD? What? Why? Who wants a CD? Some of their fans are, and a lot of their fans are just like, I need a CD, I got it on my phone already. Got it digitally. I got it digitally. So what do I need that shit for? You know, CD. Like I said, where are you gonna play it? Some things don't have CD holders or players on them. Like, some cars don't have CD players. Some laptops don't have CD players. Where could you play it? You know. But I know there's other options out there. But yeah, so it's like hard copies, really? So I guess that's gonna be the main question for this week. You know, I don't know how I'll frame it for the title, but I mean, yeah, hard copies. Why are we still up on the hard copies? You know, I get physical releases have the better sound quality, you know, but we shouldn't really be expecting every artist, even someone like a Sevademic or someone very underground, to just be throwing out CDs like that. It's very, it's, you know, it's like, It's like cassettes. It's like, what? You shouldn't be expecting somebody to put their new album in 2020 on a cassette tape. That's just ridiculous. At that point, you might as well be saying, hey, you got it on 8-track? You know? So, yeah, but that's it. All right. I've talked for an hour now, which is what gets some of y'all tingly on the inside. So there you go. Yep. Remember to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Catcher Shows. And also, I didn't get to plug my Zooligan Instagram account, which is at There's Only Zool. I've been slacking on the Twisted Thursday posts, but don't worry, I will pick them up very shortly. Follow me over there, though, so you can see what I'm talking about. And yeah, that is it for this week's episode. Make sure you share and subscribe that shit if you haven't. And yeah, much love to all y'all. Be safe out there. Peace, whoop whoop, all that shit. But most importantly, wash your goddamn hands out here. Protect yourselves. Be clean. Be healthy. Wash your goddamn hands. For real. You dirty fucks. All right, bye.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
Dirt at Festus. I'm getting paid at exposure.